Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about a 3-day bread and butter making journey. Let's dive in.
Sounds delicious. So day one is all about laying the foundation, right? What's the first step in this culinary adventure?
Cultured butter. And it all starts with high-quality heavy cream. This creator uses cream from Battenkill Valley Farm in upstate New York. Apparently, top-notch ingredients are key for the best results.
I see. Interesting. 3 quarts of heavy cream. That's a lot. What happens to the leftover quart?
No waste here. It's transformed into peach ice cream. Frozen peaches, vanilla custard base, the extra cream, all blended together for a delightful treat. Talk about maximizing resources.
Wow, that's smart. Okay, back to the butter. How does the culturing process work?
Plain yogurt with live active cultures is the secret ingredient. A few tablespoons mixed into the cream. Then let it sit at room temperature for a couple of days to ferment and culture. That's how you get that wonderful cultured butter.
Got it. While the cream is culturing, the bread making process begins, I presume.
Exactly. With a depleted sourdough starter that's revived with fresh flour and water, it's like waking it up from a nap. And that leftover super fermented starter, it's not wasted either. Apparently they use it in other recipes, so it's never actually wasted.
Resourceful. So after the starter is active, it's time for the flour, right? Does this baker always mill their own flour?
Not always, but they emphasize the incredible flavor and freshness of freshly milled flour. They use 100% whole grain flour, sifted to remove some of the bran for a softer texture. Then they mix it with store-bought white flour for that perfect fluffy crumb.
A blend of whole wheat and white flour. Interesting combination. And what about the dough-making process?
They use a high-hydration dough, which means a wetter dough. Stretch and folds are the technique, done on a board with just a bench scraper and water. No extra flour needed. They do these folds over several intervals, so they get a perfectly done loaf.
Sounds like a delicate process. And then on to day two. What's happening with the cream now?
The cream has thickened, transforming into creme fraiche. They highlight that using high-fat cream results in a thicker creme fraiche, almost like a richer sour cream.
I see. Interesting. And how does this creme fraiche become butter?
Whipping it in a stand mixer. First it fluffs up into cultured whipped cream. Then it gets greasier. And finally, the liquid separates, butterfat solids from the buttermilk.
Cultured buttermilk, another valuable byproduct. What do they use that for?
Everything. Dressings, baked goods, but their favorite is fermented sourdough buttermilk waffles. They recommend freezing to have easy, delicious waffles in the future.
Smart. And the butter? Is it ready at this point?
Almost. It needs rinsing under cold water to remove residual buttermilk, preventing spoilage. Then a touch of salt, and it's ready to be packaged. Some for immediate enjoyment, some for the freezer.
So, finally, day three, baking day. What's the final step for the bread?
A 20-hour cold proof in the fridge. This slows down the yeast but allows bacterial development for a more complex flavor. Then into the preheated Dutch oven it goes. And that, my friends, is the journey of bread and butter from start to finish. What a delicious adventure. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.